Well, as you guys know, I really miss you a lot. I just, I don't know what I was doing not coming here. Now that I came back, and it's so exciting to be here again and to miss all these stories each week. All right, so I'll give you a little synopsis of the season. We started out on a bus trip up to Lock Haven in August. You guys may want to get another cup of coffee while we're over all this. All right, so we're 7-4, and it's like somebody died is the way we feel right now. We didn't make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. We lost three games. Of course, we lost to Delaware, but we lost three games by a total of 13 points. You know, no matter how many times I say that out loud, it still does not make me feel any better. And it actually, it's the way it is. We lost to East Stroudsburg by a point. We missed a 33-yard field goal to win the game. We missed it by 20 yards, so it wasn't even like we had a chance, to be honest. Let's see. What was the other thing I wanted to mention? I actually had a couple guys who could have done bone marrow stuff this year for a couple games. I could have definitely volunteered them, to be honest, Jay. It's too bad that you got your guy. We had the strangest year of injuries, just like everybody has injuries, but we had two mono cases in the same week for two backup offensive linemen. They ended up missing like 6 weeks of the season because they had mono. I've never had a mono case before, and we had two of them in the same week, which is really weird. But anyhow, we had some good performances from some guys. Joe Wright ends up our quarterback, who ended up with over 6,000 yards passing in his career. And you guys will understand this part here. He ended up being the sixth leading passer in school's history. The fifth leading passer in school's history is Bill Zwan Jr. And he missed out beating Bill's yardage by about 30-something yards. Thank God. Because the only person who was being concerned about that I live with. And if he had beaten him by like 20-something yards, I know I would have had, how could you let that happen? I know you could have controlled that in some way. Billy would have never cared, but of course his mom does. so now I get to, because at Division II, you're not allowed to go out and recruit until December 1st. So now we get to sit and watch some film in the office. I get to go home and watch reruns of Bones with my wife. And I have found out that Bones is an old person show. Only old people watch Bones. Because I asked the young people on our staff if they like Bones, and they're all like, my mom likes that, my dad likes that. So that just tells you how old I am now. And that's, you know, all my young guys on the staff are on, looking to see who's going to get fired and where the jobs are going. And, you know, that's their job during the day now, is to stay up on that. Me, I'm going home and watching Bones at night with my wife, and that's the way it goes. So it's a disappointing year. This is the first year. I've described years in the past as a really good year that had a poor ending, bad ending, and this is a not so good year that we had a good ending too. We actually finished up with three wins, beat Bloomsburg down the stretch, and we probably play as good a football as we were in the last three games, and it's unfortunate that we didn't get to the playoffs because we might be peaking at the right time this year, and unfortunately that's the way it goes. So, any questions? Did you hear what happened with that? So Danny's, the Bloomsburg team lost three straight down the stretch.
By 3 points or something. I mean, they were all...
Well, their last game was overtime. We beat them actually pretty good, right. But Shippensburg beat them by a point. So they ended up sixth in the region. And in Division II, you have earned access, not automatic bids. So if your conference is not represented in the top six, but you're ranked in the top eight, you automatically replace the sixth place team. So Fayetteville State, and that conference just came into our region last year, Fayetteville State ended up being seventh in the region. So they took Bloomsburg out, who was sixth in the region. And so they ended up not going to the playoffs. So that was a rough weekend for those guys. And they lost to Gannon, who's not really a good football team, 10-7 in overtime. And that had to be at home. That had to be tough for them. So anyhow, we had some pretty good, Mike Dell, was defense player of the year in the conference a year ago, and he ends up being one of the best linebackers in school's history. And, you know, we had other guys. You guys will get some stuff on that, and that was pretty good. So I raked leaves on Sunday. Now, usually we go deep enough in the playoffs that it's now too cold to go out and rake the leaves. But unfortunately, that's what I'm doing now. So, all right, guys. This was really great all year. You guys were just great. I really appreciate everything you did. And
same bullshit.